Damien, we're starting off the Monday Business Watch with some depressing news. Over 92,000 people in New Mexico have filed for unemployment since the beginning of March. Can you fill us in with the details on how this is really impacting folks in New Mexico?
Well, it's certainly of a scale and a scope that we've never seen before. It just simply dwarfs the 2008 financial crisis. And of course, that's part of the larger picture, which is 4.4 million new unemployment claims last week. So now we're up to 26 million people unemployed nationwide. You know, as a state, it's certainly going to be hard to recover. And we're certainly already feeling the effects in our own community.
Speaking of community and local businesses, one popular local coffee shop has had to adapt their business model. Can you share what you found out?
That's right. We've talked about it before, Anthony. The businesses that are in the best position to sort of adapt and adjust and pivot are the ones who, you know, can go to online sales. And so Beck's Coffee, which of course is a really popular coffee shop in Las Cruces, with their location on Mesquite Street, they've shut down the coffee shop, but have shifted their model. So now they're still roasting the coffee beans almost every day, according to owners Ariana Parsons and Ty Thacker. But now they are selling them online, so people can order them online, and they're delivering them. They unfortunately had to lay off all of their baristas now that the coffee shop is closed. They're hoping that'll only be temporary. But in the meantime, they've had family members kind of step up and help out and help get the deliveries done. So, you know, we're just seeing businesses all across town really learn how to adjust under the statewide stay-at-home orders.
A lot of folks may be familiar that the coffee shop opened a new location downtown. What did the owners have to say about the timing of this and how it's really impacted their business?
Well, they were probably days away from opening up Beck's Express. They were just getting that ready to open down on Main Street, operating out of a shipping container that they had put in right next to Oregon Mountain Outfitters, kind of on the north end of Main Street. So they I don't believe they ever even had a chance to get that open. And in the meantime, they also have another project underway right next to Beck's Coffee. They're putting in a bistro in that well-known rock house next door, and construction is still going on with that. But, you know, when it will open, when it will be allowed to open is anyone's guess.
Did we find out from the owners on how this is going to impact those plans? Are they going to have to scale back, or will they still be able to continue with opening the other location and also the expansion with the bistro?
I believe that they're going to be able to. I believe they'll be able to open. As I said, construction is still going on at the bistro. So that wasn't quite ready to open. I imagine when the statewide order is lifted, the Beck's Express location will actually be, since it's a place you walk up to and kind of order at the counter and stay outside, you order from the street, it's actually well suited for these times we're living in.
All of us are dealing with the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. You made the trip to Corona, New Mexico. Can you share with us how the village of Corona is dealing with the pandemic?
Well, Anthony, it's funny. As we keep coming back to, you know, the businesses, smaller businesses seem to be a little more agile, a little more nimble. And that's what I found when I went to Corona and spoke with the owners of the town's four businesses. I spent an afternoon there and was able to talk to the owners of the Corona Motel and the brand new Crown City Market and the local mini mart. And I found that, you know, all of them have been deemed essential businesses. So they're all open. They're all adapting. And the town so far has been really supportive.
Okay, Damien, thank you so much for the update, and we will talk with you all next week.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. And don't forget, you can follow all of our reporting online at www.lcsun-news.com and follow me on Twitter at Damien Willis.